U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton said the United States is prepared to work with other countries to fund $100 billion a year by 2020 to address climate change needs of developing countries. African Union Commissioner for Rural Economy and Agriculture, Rhoda Tumusim, said Clinton's comments are a positive step. Tumusim spoke to VOA from Copenhagen, where she said she feels talks are making progress.
I'm not 100% hopeful, but at least I'm really hopeful that something can be worked out, which is very positive.
Delegates have been in Copenhagen for 10 days, with many observers saying the summit is making slow progress. The main stumbling blocks for a global climate change deal have been targets for cuts to greenhouse gas emissions and financial assistance for poor countries. African negotiators briefly walked out of the climate talks Monday, angered by what they consider efforts to sideline poor nations and weaken support for a binding deal. But Wednesday, several African countries scaled back the amount of money they say will be necessary to cope with climate change in an effort to help move the talks to an agreement. Friday, the final day of talks, U.S. President Barack Obama is expected to arrive, and Tumusim says she thinks this will push talks forward.
The major decision makers, the high power people are coming in tonight and tomorrow. So, and then tomorrow, that's when the decisions are going to be made.
U.S. climate specialist Ilana Solomon of the international aid group ActionAid says it is up to Mr. Obama to ensure the Copenhagen conference ends with a strong climate deal.
If Obama were to come to Copenhagen with more ambition than we've already put on the table for mitigation, and with a clear number for our contribution to public finance, we think this could make a huge impact.
U.S. emissions reduction targets and commitments to financing must be supported by the U.S. Congress, an obstacle that political analysts say may be difficult to overcome. But Solomon says Mr. Obama must make specific financial pledges.
We've seen presidents all the time in the past make commitments to finance, be it for food security or HIV/AIDS, without congressional action. So I think it's this kind of risk-taking and leadership that we really need to see at this moment.
Meanwhile, the EU Commission says it will provide around $75 million to help countries in the Horn of Africa who are right now suffering from drought caused by climate change. Selah Hennessy for VOA News, London.